Paragraph 5 reads, "The didgeridoo is traditionally played during ceremonies alongside percussion instruments like clapsticks, singing, and dancing. In the north, where the instrument is endemic, the didgeridoo is only played by men in ceremonial contexts. In some Aboriginal communities, it is not taboo for women to play the didgeridoo recreationally, whereas other regions outright restrict women from playing the male-oriented instrument. Modern techniques have been brought into didgeridoo playing, with practitioners incorporating beatboxing into traditional patterns. The instrument's distinctive sound is also featured in a wide variety of genres, ranging from jazz to electronic."
All right, so other instruments can be involved, different types of percussion instruments, for example, and just like with any other type of music, you've usually got dancing involved as well. So the instrument is endemic in the north. Endemic just means, refers to where something is originally from. So it's actually from the north of Australia, and there it's only played by men in ceremonial contexts. So these like official ceremonies, but if you're playing it recreationally, maybe there's different rules. So in some places it's not taboo or socially unacceptable for women to play the didgeridoo recreationally, but it varies. So there might be other regions where it's completely restricted, regardless of the context.
And so there are modern techniques, so modern musical and performance techniques that have been brought into didgeridoo playing. And so practitioners, a practitioner is a person engaged in the art or profession of didgeridoo playing in this case. So these practitioners have done things like incorporating beatboxing into traditional patterns. So beatboxing, you've probably heard of it before, but it is this vocal percussion technique that mimics drum machines with the mouth and different sounds with the mouth and the hands, and so it sounds like a drum machine. And so it, of course, has been used generally in contemporary music, but in this case, people have brought it into the art of the didgeridoo, and so it really goes to show how people are still able to innovate with this instrument and how it's definitely still an art practice that is alive. It's not just something that is kept in the past. And so, as we've mentioned, it has this very distinctive sound. And so, of course, any sort of distinctive sound, people are going to be interested in it. And because of this, musicians from a wide variety of genres have used that sound in their music. So everything from jazz music to electronic music. So one example of this is the singer Kate Bush. She used the didgeridoo extensively on her album The Dreaming. And so this was written and recorded after she went on holiday to Australia. And so she must have encountered the instrument as well as the context of the Aboriginal Australians who originated the instrument. And so she must have been inspired to make a whole album after hearing this very unique instrument.